Anna.
Meryl.
Hi.
Hi, Hannah.
You had a good holiday?
Yes, it's been very nice. Thank you.
Okay.
And that was lovely what you had yesterday. That's really very nice.
Did you get to be on the conference call with us?
Yes, I was.
Oh, wonderful. I wish you
Yeah,
could have
it was
been with
nice.
physically because we
Yeah,
really
me
we had
too, actually.
oh.
Me too, actually. But
Yeah. If you ever get to Louisiana, you know you can come here.
I was there once. I drove from Florida to Arizona and then on to California. So I drove through it.
Well, next time you stop, and you can always sleep at
Okay.
night or whatever. Don't get a hotel. Come here. And then
Thank
we'll
you.
introduce you to about 8 to 10 other ladies that live all, we're all scattered, but we get together. We try to get together, you know, as often as we can, but now we're trying to make the effort to do at least once a month. And but anyway, so make sure if you're ever in this area, you get in touch with us, okay?
I will certainly do that, and I greatly appreciate it. So thank you.
Okay.
I've been moving around quite a bit. I'm from New York, and then I had to leave after things happened there. You know, after 9/11, I had to leave. So,
Were you in that area of where
yes,
the
I
Twin Towers?
was.
Okay, did
Yes.
you by chance know Audrey Stone? Did you ever meet Audrey Stone? Her name, her
No.
husband. Okay, Audrey lived in that area too, and I met her in 94 when Tony and I went to New York for conversion. And we lost contact. Her husband passed away, and then her number would no longer. I'd get just an answering machine, and then completely nothing. And I contacted her rabbi because she was close to Rabbi Jacobson. And
Yeah.
anyway, I thought maybe you might know her because I've tried to find someone who knew her, you know, to find
No,
out if she.
there are 11 million people there, and
I know,
many
but the
things
way
changed after that. Many things changed after that.
yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
But
we've seen
we
so
go
many
on.
connections. So, okay.
Yeah.
That I thought possibly it might be a miracle that you knew her. So, okay.
I wish.
I'm sorry.
I wish.
Okay, I think the one that came on, it must not have been a note.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Is that Judy? Oh, I didn't
Evening.
recognize your voice. Mary, you're in California or Florida?
Good evening.
Good
Good
evening.
evening. Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bacoas.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Bacoas. Gedula Chimin Sa Tati Alphabet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sarvenu Taharenu No Ra Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Sham Ram Nunim Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gam Lem Betet Resh Saditat Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Penei Zopre Kidu Shata Yud Gimelamet Pezayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talubo Shin Kufav Tzadik Yuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Viral Chesed Ve'emet, Notse Chesed La'alafim, Notse Awon Wafesha, We will now connect to the Sulam commentary on the Zohar for using a tool from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, that connects to the energy of certainty. We'll start with the Lashem Yichud. Lachem Yehud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urhimud Hilu Hilu Urhimu Leachta Lashem Yudhe Bavave Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Pasuk 29 Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tamatar Tanenan Dekucha Barishu Koma David Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belait Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yalea Minea Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Tehakulu Ovada Big Shot Inun Wikolides the Reef Be Alma. The energy of our current year, 5780, has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. And the way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation and unify the year, the energy of the year, is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to the, both of these energies. So the verse that we will study tonight is from Jeremiah. It's chapter 51, verse 41. Eh milkeda shesha watita fesh pechilat koharetz echaita l'shama bavel batoyim. The translation of this verse: how is Shechshach taken, and the praise of the whole earth seized? How is Babylon which means confusion, and is a current country of Iran, become an astonishment among the nations. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami Yisrael untati vishakan tahta willo yirgas od willo yosipu v'nei avlala andoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God using the tool of saying each letter of the name out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Hey Zayo Alada La Awa He Heya Yozala Me Be He Reyo He Kome La Awa Kalayo La Wawa Pe He La Nula Ha Yo 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 Me La He 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 Wa Nuta He He A A Yo Re Ta Shi A He Rayo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re yo wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa Ray ah hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 masabe te a ah me me be shi la yo hey anu a kameta hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me ya. Yo ta la me re he, he yo yo, he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa me nu la. Nu me a ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. He shi a. Hey she hey me ka ka wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me za re. Wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the third day of Tevet, Rabbi Avraham Brandwein of Stretton, Rabbi Yaakov HaKohen Kadisha, Rabbi Yehezkel Ezra Yehoshua, Rabbi Chaim Lieb Shmulevitz, we will now connect with the Ani meditation, which is a way of climbing the tree of life. Malchut, Yo Aheni wa Yohei, Yo Aheni wa Yohei, Yo Aheni wa Yohei, Yusod, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Hod, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Netzach, Yi Ahini wu Yohi, Yi Ahini wu Yohi, Yi Ahini wu Yohi, Tiferet, Yo Ahuni wu Yoho, Yo Ahuni wu Yoho, Yo Ahuni wu Yoho, Gevura, Ye'ach, Niwiyosh, Ye'ach, Niwiyosh, Ye'ach, Niwiyosh, Chesed, Ye'ach, Niwiyoheh, Ye'ach, Niwiyoheh, Ye'ach, Niwiyoheh, Bina, Ye'ach, Niwiyoheh, Ye aheni we yo hey. Ye aheni we yo hey. Hachma. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Keter. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile lemor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pe'esel lekol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim Mitachad la'aretz lo tishtacha ve'lachem V'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked avon avot Al banim al shileshim V'al ribeim Shilishonai, we osechesed la lafim, la ohavai, us shomrei, mitzvotai, lo tisa et shem Hashem, Elohecha lashav, ki lo yinaker Hashem et asher. Yisa et shemo lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat. V'kadsho sheshet yamim. Tavod v'asita. Kol melachtecha v'yom ha-shvi'i. Shabbat la-Hashem Elohecha. Lo taseh kol melacha. Ata uvincha, uvitecha, avtecha, v'yamatcha, uvhemtecha, Yerecha, Asher Bayishar Yerecha, Kisheshet Yamin, Asa Hashem et Hashamayim, Et Haaretz, Et Hayam, Et Kol Asher Bam, Vayanach Bayom Hashvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat. Vayikadeshehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha l'man yarachun yamicha. Al hadama asher Hashem elohecha Noten lach lo tirzach, lo tinach, lo tignov, lo taner bayrecha. Oj shikar, lo tachmod beit reecha, lo tachmod eshet reecha, v'yavdo v'yamato. V'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l'reecha. Please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. And now we will do the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav. Yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. And now for the abridged Kaddish, which we will use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight.
And we all say Amen. Bialma divra kirute viam lich malkute bechaye chonu viomechon uvechaye. Piko beit Yisrael bagala uvizman kariv. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitbar v'yitromam v'yitase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemei dekucha v'eila min kol birkata v'shirata v'tush v'chata v'nechemata ga'amiran b'yalma yehei shlama rabba min shamaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromav hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen.
Our class tonight is the writings of the Ari. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. That opens to a landing page of all of the essays of the Ari. And scroll down to Parasha Vayigash. And there are two links under this parasha. Our class tonight is the second one, titled The Secrets of Joseph. We will say Alashem Yehud once again because we've grounded the energy of the first one we said when we said the Baruch Shem in the frame of the Shema Yisrael. Hashem Yehud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkin Te Bid Hilu Urshimu Udhilu Udhilu Urshimu Le'afta L'Shem Yudhe Bovavhe V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asuk Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konaneihu. The secret of the name Joseph, or the secret of Joseph himself, because our names are more than just metaphors. The Kabbalah reveals the inner meaning behind the persona of Joseph. The numerical value of Joseph in Hebrew, Yosef, is six times that of the name Hashem. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Joseph is spelled Yud-Vav-Samach-Peh, and that adds to a gematria of 156. Hashem's name has a gematria of 26, and if we multiply it by the six, the number six, representing the Zeran Pin level, it totals 156. The significance of these six names of Hashem are as follows, or I should say is as follows. We have explained in numerous contexts, including that of the mitzvah of circumcision, in our discussion of Parashat Lech Lecha at length, that even though the five states of Chesed spread throughout the body of Zerantin, from Chesed to Yesod, nonetheless, the radiance of all the five states of Chesed is absorbed in a Yesod. The five states of Gevura descend into Yesod as well. The content of all the characteristics, the Midot, coalesce in Yesod, where it is prepared to be transferred to expression in Malchut. It's prepared to be manifested in Malchut. Still, even though all five states of Chesed and all five states of Givorah descend into Yesod, their main states are the three revealed states of Chesed. Those present in Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod, as is known. The three revealed states of Gevura are sweetened by the three revealed states of Chesed. As we had mentioned previously, Yesod of Ima extends until the upper third of Tiferet of Zerantin, meaning that the drive of the intellect to express itself is present in the Midot, in the characteristics, produced by the intellect as far as the intellectual aspect of Tiferet. From that point on, the Midot take over, and the dominant consciousness is that of pure Midot, pure characteristic. With the intellectual rationale for the Midot present only in the background, the three revealed states of Gevura are sweetened by the three revealed states of Chesed, there in Yesod. True, all five states of Gevura are given to the feminine Partsuf, the Nukva, into her dot, as is known. And so, too, all the five states of Chesed are transferred to the feminine Partsuf.
during the coupling of Zerunpin and the Nukva as a drop of male water, meaning the seed. Nonetheless, since the lower three states are revealed lights, only their source and radiance remains in Yesod. So all five states of Chesed and all five states of Gevurah that make up the sub-Sephirot of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Zerunpin pass through its Yesod. What remains in it is the lower Midot, the summation of Chesed and Gevurah in Tiferet, and the orientation of the Midot outward in Netzach and Hod. Joseph personified Yesod. These states are the three names of Havaya, or Hashem, of the revealed states of Chesed, and those of the three revealed states of Gevurah. And these six names of Hashem are the numerical equivalent of Joseph. Joseph, as is known, personified Yesod. With this knowledge, you can understand why Yesod is called the second arbitrator, for the said reason, namely that in it the three revealed states of Chesed are intertwined with the three revealed states of Gevurah, which are thereby sweetened. The first arbitrator is Tiferet, which reconciles Chesed and Gevurah. Here, Yesod reconciles the states of Chesed and Gevurah above it. With this, you can also understand why the Sephirah is called Yesod. The reason is that this Sephirah tends to the left, this being the mystical meaning of the live end, referring to Yesod tending toward Isaac, which is the left axis. The name Isaac in Hebrew, Yitzhak, spelled Yud-Sadi Tet Kuf, can be rearranged to spell the live end, Ketz-Chai, Kuf-Sadi, and the second word, Ket-Yud. The Midot are also known as the six ends or the extremities, inasmuch as they define the six directions of a three-dimensional space. Yesod is the alive end, for it undergoes change, growth, and shrinkage, thus exhibiting the properties of life. I am adding, in my opinion, this commentary bears contemplating the following. Is life defined as change, meaning growth and shrinkage? Here is a hint. In Hebrew, growth is gadol for male, and gadolah for the female, or tzimcha. Shrinkage is kotzot or koitza. Both are female. Change in many different words such as ofek or mishana are both being verbs. One relates to the time, which is chesed. The other relates to Gevurah. There are four additional verbs and nine other words relating to different parts of speech. The numerical value of the three states of Gevurah that remain in it, which are three names of Hashem, is 78. 3 times 26 is 78. Together with one for each of them, this sums to 81. The numerical value of Yesod with the Kolel. Yesod is spelled Yud Samech Vav Dalet, totaling 80. The seven names are called seven pearls. Another reason the Sephirah is called Yesod is the following. What is written in the Zohar about the verse, remember the Shabbat day concerning the seven names, is well known. They are called seven pearls, and the Shabbat is called Yah Adonai. These seven names are associated with seven blessings of the Shabbat, standing prayer. And that the fourth blessing of the Shabbat, standing prayer, which is the only one that refers specifically to the Shabbat, is associated with the name Yah Adonai. It is also known that the Shabbat is associated with Yesod, which is called the seventh. Normally, we associate the Shabbat with Malchut, the seventh Midah. However, in the context of Zeranpin, Malchut is not truly a separate Sephirah, but is called the crown of the Yesod, associated physically with the glands of the male reproductive organ. Malchut comes into its own only as the full partsuf of Nukva. Thus, the seventh of the Midot within Zeranpin, and therefore the Shabbat as well, can still be considered to be part of Yesod. Therefore, the numerical value of Yesod is the same as that of the names Yah Adonai. Yesod is equal to 80. As above. Yah Adonai is also equal to 80, 65 and 15. These two names correspond to the two aspects with Yesod, Yesod itself and its crown. Yesod itself is called Yah, Yud-Heh, and its crown is called Adonai. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Furthermore, the Yesod of Leah and the Yesod of Rachel are signified by two final mems, the combined numerical value which is also that of Yesod. Leah and Rachel are the two parts of Fema the Nukva, as we know. The female Yesod, the womb, is indicated by a final closed mem, which depicts a closed, empty space that will be filled by the male seed. The numerical value of mem is 40, so the two yesods of Leah and Rachel equal together 80, the numerical value of yesod. This indicates that Yesod couples with the two Yesods of Rachel and Leah. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions?
Hello.
Tomorrow we will... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It took me time to unmute. Back a little way. I hated to interrupt you. Where it talked about, you have it in dark print, in bold print. With this, you can also understand why this Sephirah is called Yesod. The reason is that this Sephirah tends to the left, this being the mystical meaning of the phrase, the live end. Do you see where I am referring to Yesod tending toward Isaac, which is the left axis? Okay, well, seeing the phrase, the live end, reminded me of the meaning of Miketz, which is, you know, last week's Torah portion, connected to Hanukkah, connected to Joseph, connected to Yesod. So is there a correlation between the meaning the live end and the meaning of Niket, all having to do with Joseph? You know, the reason I ask is for years I never could find the root of the word Niket. And then when I finally did,
The root of Mekes is the Kets. It is Kuf Tzadi.
Well, I found it eventually.
Any two-letter root is coming from Aramaic. Hebrew, the roots are three letters generally, sometimes four. But a two-letter root is generally coming from Aramaic. So
I didn't know.
The idea of Meketz, the mem at the beginning of the word translates as from. If somebody asks you where are you going or where are you from, that you will answer, or in my case, I would answer from Los Angeles. So the Meketz means from an end. It, depending on the vowels, it could also be Mehaetz. Excuse me, Mehaketz. But when we have that vowel, the hay drops off, then it would be from the end. Now, we don't have that particular vowel in Meketz, but most people don't want to say from an end because it leads to too many questions when they translate. So they translate it as from the end. Now, the concept of the live end is you take the letters of the name Yitzhak, Yud, Sadi, Chet, Kuf, and you form them, rearrange them, permutate them, and it becomes Kuf, Sadi, which is Ketz, and then you have Chai.
Chet, Yud.
So this is where the concept of a living end is, or the live end. Depending on if you're talking about energy or life.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's why when you read the Ari, you really have to take a moment and understand what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the essence of Yitzhak? We know it translates as laughter, but why is it laughter? Because he represents the soul after the tikkun is completed. And isn't that aspect somewhat a form of an end?
Right.
Isn't the Mashiach an end? It's also a new beginning, as we know. Every end starts a new frame of reference, so there's another generation, there's another beginning. But all of that is built into that paragraph if you take the time to absorb it. That paragraph, and you'll notice the difference, when it's bold letters, that's an indication it's the Ari's writings. And the other letters that are not bold, that's an indication of the commentary by the translator. And then whenever I add a commentary, I'm specifying that Chanoch is adding, or Chanoch's commentary, depending on my mood at the time. I used to say that there was really a reason why there was a difference, but there really isn't.
Uh-huh. You gave me more than what I thought I'd get from all of that explanation. Thank you. It really helped seeing the permutation, and I don't think we're that great yet with permutating Hebrew words, but permutating really brought it together. So thank you so much.
Because of time, I don't slow down and take a look at those permutations. But they're spread throughout the writings of the Ari. He manipulates letters, but not in a negative sense. He's showing you the connections between one frame of reference and another frame of reference.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes contemplation. It's not just something you can read and say, oh, I understand that. No, you need to contemplate it. That's just the reality of the depth of the Ari's writings.
I need to take that English translation of those Hebrew letters and write them, or I don't see it, you know, to see why you do and, you know, I have to actually write the letters in Hebrew, or I don't. And, of course, if it's a word that you know, then possibly you can do some permutation. You know, especially if they're smaller words.
But are you talking about the English, the inner essence of each letter that I'm giving in the Thursday morning class? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about, like, in parentheses, the commentator wrote Yitzhak, and in parentheses spelled Y-U-D.
Wow.
You know, he didn't put the Hebrew letters. And
no.
So reading English like that, I have to take that and write the
Hebrew letters, and then the Hebrew letters. I understand.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure you told us about the bold print being from the Ari before. We so appreciate the new people who come on, because your extra, you know, explanations to them that we've heard before, but maybe we've forgotten, or we just need to hear it again. So we so appreciate those new people who are hanging in there with us. So thank you so much, Meryl.
Oh, Hannah, that's so nice. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. I wish I understood a little more so I could ask questions.
That was my next statement. Does anyone else have another question you'd like to ask about this? Because literally what you see in this handout is how you can do your own individual name. The Ari brings many different ways of connecting and truly understanding what is the name Joseph. How does Yesod connect to Isaac? How does Isaac, which is Giborah, connecting to Yesod, to Joseph? How the essence is there. It's just you have to dig it out, and the only way you dig it out is through the Hebrew letters, through the gematria. And there's so many different, there's 10 levels of gematria. And the Ari rarely goes into all 10. And when you talk about not just permutating the letters, but substituting the letters, it becomes a whole world unto itself, each name. And if you're talking about your own name, it's worth spending the time. What the Ari does it and gives us the tools, the technique, how to do it, we can apply that into our own names. Any other questions? Tomorrow is Tuesday. We will have a Deeper Zohar class at 4:30 and a Tikkuni Zohar class at 7 p.m. Shavua Tov. as we get back to the normal, whatever normal is. I forgot, it's been so long.
Shalom.
Shalom. Happy secular New Year to all.
Happy secular New Year. The Oregonese is still circling around us. It's not a little way to walk.
The orb. It's an orb.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Hanok.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.